A work of great inspiration and emotional strength, this large Death of Adonis is one of Sebastiano's earliest works of the Roman period. It was probably commissioned by Agostino Chigi, a wealthy banker of Giulio II, who summoned the artist to Rome to paint fresco decorations in his villa on the Tiber, now known as the Farnesina. The painting is the fruit of a fundamental meeting of two different artistic traditions. On the one hand, that of the great Venetian painters, Giovanni Bellini and Giorgione, and on the other, the new figurative idiom that was evolving in the City of the Popes, where Michelangelo was working on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, and Raphael was busy painting the rooms in the papal apartments. The Venetian tradition provided the cultural background for the splendid way the artist has blended landscape and human figures together by means of a muted colour range. Whereas the new Roman idiom, in particular the Sistine Nudes, together with direct contact with the sculpture of antiquity, created the conditions for the anatomical impact of the foreground and the monumental construction of the scene in general. Drawing inspiration from Francesco Colonna's Sogno di Pirifilo, like many other Venetian artists of the time, Sebastiano del Piombo has illustrated the tragic moment when Adonis is killed by the boar, hidden among the vegetation on the left, placing the powerful figure of Aphrodite, the goddess of love, in the foreground, with Eros and a group of nymphs conversing with Pan, the god of the woods. The scene is so interwoven with allegorical content that the death of Adonis can actually be seen to embody other meanings. For instance, the end of the summer and the temporary death of nature, or the inclusion of the fig tree to allude to an episode in the Pan myth. Or again, the portrayal of the rose that grows red on contact with Aphrodite's blood, which is the origin of the concept of the red rose as a symbol of love. The famous melancholic view of Venice is perhaps a homage on the part of the artist to the city he had just left. Certainly, it is a homage to the Madonna reading by Giorgione.